listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at www.svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace to you and peace. This first Sunday of Christmas, grace to you and peace from Christ who comes to us always. In grace and peace. Amen. A couple of years ago, it was right around the time of that terrible tsunami that hit Japan. When was it? 2011. I had this nightmare after all these images that we kept seeing on the screen. I had this nightmare, and I've heard other parents have had similar nightmares about their own children. I had a nightmare that there was a wave coming. And it was Micah, actually. I was holding on to Micah. He was a little baby in this dream. And I was holding him in one arm, and I was clutching a pole or a post in the other arm. And in this dream, the wave came, and I've always been a good swimmer, and my right arm was strong enough in the dream anyways, and I held on to this post or pole or something, and the wave came, and when the wave had pulled back, Micah wasn't there in my arm. Had other parents tell me similar frightening stories. And that dream was so vivid and so real, you know, I was shook up for a little while after I woke up and realized it wasn't real. But it still haunts me, just like many parents worry about something happening to their children. I can only imagine, I can only dream for a few hours what it must have been like for those people of Japan who lost 228,000. 228,000 people is the death toll right now, including children. I can only imagine what that must be like for those who have, in fact, lost a child. It was 1 year ago, this time of the year, that the horrifying shooting in Newtown, Connecticut took place, December 14. 28 mothers and fathers, mothers or fathers, lost their babies. 28. We receive Christmas letters these days from friends and family. It's just been wonderful to read people's stories and things happening in their lives. And we have a dear family friend who sent us their Christmas letter, and they live in Connecticut. And they live in the town right next to Newtown. And she wrote in her Christmas letter about going and singing Christmas carols to a mother who had lost her baby in that shooting. It's a black and white gospel text this day. This first Sunday of Christmas, there is violence and horror and tragedy. This text is referred to as the slaughter of the innocents. And as I said at the beginning, it's perhaps the most horrifying gospel text in our 3-year lectionary cycle because it's about children losing their lives. Herod orders all children under the age of 2 to be killed just to make sure he gets baby Jesus. Joseph is warned in a dream several times, and that holy family becomes emigrants and immigrants, refugees on the run. Some of you know Ava's story. Just talk to Ava about what that's like to be a refugee on the run. There are many refugees in our world, any number of immigrants. How terrifying that must be to leave your homeland. So you're probably wondering what is going on here. It's the Sunday after Christmas. Why all this graphic, horrible stuff? But this is just what happens just a few verses after the wonderful Christmas Eve stories that we read at this time of year. For those of you who might not know, our children in our congregation have been coloring the covers of our bulletins each Sunday. It's been wonderful all the way through Advent. And then on Christmas Eve, we actually made a few different ones. So there are a few different colorings and artistic pieces on the cover of our bulletins for all those bulletins that we had for Christmas Eve. It's really been wonderful and colorful. But our bulletin today is black and white. No color. The poinsettias, these beautiful poinsettias, you might be noticing they're kind of dying a little bit. The Christmas tree, this wonderful Christmas tree, is dropping a few more needles. Maybe you can smell the trees and the flowers getting a little bit old. Hopefully, tragedy has not struck you or your family as extremely as the Gospel of Matthew and I are describing right now. But maybe the glitter and the tinsel has been swept away for you in some way also. Perhaps some branches are slumping in your life. Some flower petals withering a little bit. Yet we hear anew this morning that with and in tragedy, God is still present. Not barely present, not a whisper, but God is deeply present with those who are suffering, with those who have lost a child, with those who must cross borders and live apart from their home country, with those who are plagued by night terrors. We hear anew this morning that with tragedy also comes opportunity. An opportunity for the gospel of Jesus Christ to be proclaimed. Our friend from Connecticut, Margaret Hill, went into more depth about this Christmas caroling that she did, and she talked a little bit about her pastor there and how he shared openly with the congregation that this last year, as you can well imagine, after a whole full career of ministry, this last year, he's just about to retire, has been his toughest year of all. Yet he was proclaiming all along the way the gospel of Christ in the midst of all that tragedy. He was proclaiming not just by himself, but with his whole congregation. I love that image of a congregation going to sing to a mother. Imagine how she might have heard those words, the Christmas carols that we know so well. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. The gospel is proclaimed in the midst of tragedy, even when no ear can hear his coming. He is there. To all who have no safe place, no place of peace, no restful nights, the gospel is proclaimed. When tragedy strikes, it's also an opportunity not just for the gospel to be proclaimed, but also for God's people to pay attention. Pay attention even during the night. Joseph paid attention during the night. Even during the night, even in his sleep, he was paying attention. Even during the darkness, even during the winters of our own lives, don't miss the message from the angels. Even in your dreams, don't miss the knock of the refugee on your door. We don't know how the Holy Family was welcomed as immigrants. We have no record of that. But we had better pay attention to how we treat those from other countries who have come knocking. How do we welcome them in our day? For in welcoming them, we welcome Christ himself. When tragedy strikes, there is opportunity to proclaim the gospel, to pay attention as God's people, even during the night. And finally, when tragedy strikes, this is an opportunity for God with us, Emmanuel, Jesus the Christ, to work for the good in spite of evil all around. Christ goes right to the pain, remember? Remember the story that we heard just the other night? God is born in the filth of the stable, made known to underbelly establishments, as I said on Christmas Eve, filthy, sketchy, thug shepherds. The type of people who smash windows just for fun. God chooses to become just as poor as the poorest, just as dirty as the dirtiest. And in our gospel narrative this morning, we're reminded again, if we want to see God in Christ, just look to the immigrant, to the alien stranger traveling through unfamiliar territory, maybe even your territory and land. The face of Christ is truly in the least of these. God gets close, remember? Even when unspeakable violence occurs, horrific natural disasters, diseases, addictions, violence, even things in our everyday struggles, God with us, Emmanuel, has not abandoned us. Rather, Christ is right by our side. We'll sing together this song at the offering. Cold December flies away, but I want to just share with you a verse from that song too. In the hopeless time of sin, shadows deep had fallen. All the world lay under death. Eyes were closed in sleeping. But when all seemed lost in night, came the sun whose golden light brings unending joy, brings the endless joy of our hope, highest hope, of our hope's bright dawning. Son beloved of heaven. You well know that Christmas doesn't magically take away all our pain and sorrow. Sometimes our greatest challenges are yet to come. But God's people know that through the gift of Jesus' birth, God has come near. And in that holy presence, this mystery of the ages, this love divine excelling all other loves, comes in peace. Peace that passes all understanding. Deep and abiding peace that starts from within, that starts in our hearts. Peace that carries one through tragedy and loss. Peace that carries one through their own mistakes and shortcomings, that is forgiveness. Peace that breaks down walls and unlocks front doors. Peace that makes enemies into family. That's peace beyond all human understanding. Peace that makes immigrants into dear friends. In this Christ child comes not magical happiness, not a perfect world that's right before our eyes, nice and clear, but a deep abiding faith and trust that God's got us ultimately. That the salvation of the world ultimately has already been taken care of, and that our souls have permission, even with chaos and violence all around, our souls have permission to calm down. And as the hymn goes, David's harp strings, which have been hushed for so long, shall swell our jubilee of song. We'll sing it together. In a little bit, David's harp strings, the other shepherd, the other sketchy shepherd who was both broken and redeemed, his harp strings that had been hushed for so long shall swell in jubilee and song, for God is here. Amen.
From all of us at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit www.elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.